Blessed Family Catholic Community. In 1975, Pope Paul VI issued an apostolic exhortation which is foundational for the new evangelization worldwide initiative. It is a comprehensive, ambitious, and extremely necessary missionary call for synergistic revival under a courageous global rally, seeking new methods and expressions under a new enduring zeal and pastoral ardor. Evangelii Nuntiandi is the name of such an apostolic exhortation, where in paragraph 8, our venerable and now blessed Holy Father Paul VI boldly proclaimed that, as an evangelizer, Christ first of all proclaimed a kingdom, the kingdom of God, and this is so important that, by comparison, everything else becomes the rest, which is given in addition. Only the kingdom, therefore, is absolute, and it makes everything else relative. As a consequence, the founder of the Pope Paul VI Foundation, Brazilian missionary L.P. Barron, created an internal think tank department deeply committed with the Catholic social teachings named the Social Prophet Christian Network, with the purpose to become the future laboratory and innovation for the new evangelization revival. After about 40 years of work, prayers, and even tears, without ever asking for monetary donations, the Social Prophet Network slowly evolved to become the Social E-Dollar Faith-Based Initiative, now known as the Social E-Bank International Project, aiming to experiment with the power of a private currency restricted to its own microeconomy club network. The project vision evolved in the direction to become a kind of Catholic Charities private microeconomy laboratory based on its own educational dollar. One of the many goals that were proven possible was the development of a digital and nominative virtual currency as a cornerstone of a wedge ministry of accounting services, designed to become the new evangelization's foot in the door into many souls that would be otherwise locked inside this emergent neo-pagan culture for a lifetime. Therefore, at least the power seed and soil for a wedge financial ministry, as an educational interdiocesan and international ministry, based on an educational and social harnessed, the nominal currency was invented and created as a private Catholic religious financial lab platform for unconventional evangelization and works of mercy. Evidently, it will depend upon a digital pastoral bank for the scalable missionary instrumentation and adaptation of financial and insurance services in order to replicate, empower, and support as many Catholic missions, parishes, and outreaches as humanly possible. As a mnemonic illustration, it's interesting to note that the abbreviated E in this electronic dollar not only stands for electronic economy, it intentionally stands for educational dollar, ecumenical dollar, ecological dollar, enabler dollar, empowerment dollar, and also an enforcement dollar, which we hope will help to make an enduring dollar. Ultimately, in synthesis, it will be an evangelizer dollar, carefully designed to embrace, enlighten, and expand. Hopefully to the end of the world, determined to support, as much as possible, the future civilization of love. Conceived and invoked by our patron saint, Blessed Pope Paul VI, during his Regina Coeli address at Pentecost Sunday on May 17, 1970, and from then mentioned in more than 250 papal documents. Since its beginning, the main purpose of the Pope Paul VI Foundation has been, first, to establish an advanced, long-term pastoral laboratory to help as much as possible Blessed Paul VI's dream of a future civilization of love and life for all, from natural conception to natural death, as he implied that the best way to abundantly bless and even predict the future is to build it, courageously, under God's plan, not men's ideology. And second, also to demonstrate the urgent need for a new strategic model platform, really capable to support a more effective evangelization of the future generations in massive numbers, looking forward in terms of centuries, even millenniums, and not only decades. Since day one, we agreed and assumed as holy everything our beloved blessed Pope Paul VI did, wrote, and taught. We pray his daily personal invocational prayers to the Holy Spirit, deeply sharing his conviction that everything is relative, when compared to the kingdom of God and, in his own words, that Christ's light must not be allowed to grow dim through distractions or sophistication, through the confusion of materialism or the false promises of pleasure, and to the message of faith add that of joyful hope. God is with us, and there is no strength equal to his strength, no power equal to his power, no promise equal to his promise. That which he asks of us may be difficult and demanding, but the yoke and the burden are rendered sweet by the gentle Christ, the powerful Christ, the understanding and sustaining Savior of his people. Nowadays, in response to the global initiative of Pope Francis to act under his encyclical Lumen Fidei and apostolic exhortation Evangelii Gaudium, using as much creativity and cooperation as possible in favor of the new evangelization, the Pope Paul VI Foundation is now jointly asking for your personal help. Please take conscience, pray more, find your place, make a lifetime decision, and do something serious about it. We are extending to you a priceless invitation, an honor, a privilege, and the following plead. Please realize that our duty to work united as one church and get these jobs done is critical under the leadership and coordination of the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelization. Pope Francis gave us a new hope that it can be done sooner rather than later if we use the guidelines, the roadmap that he laid down in his programmatic apostolic exhortation. In our opinion, with his modest, anti-perfectionist, but heartfelt programmatic document, Evangelium Gaudium, Pope Francis personally touched the Paul VI strategic, foresighted 1975 seed document, Evangelii Nuntiandi. Evidently, this strategic seed was gradually embodied as a young tree by John Paul II and Benedictine XVI's legacy. Although, in touching this young tree, Pope Francis made the difference, emphatically and explicitly adding a critical missing key component, natural and supernatural joy. He empowered a black and white legacy tree, so to speak, revealing a colorful, beautiful, and robust tree of life, urging us to harvest abundant fruits of conversions, solidarity, kindness, faith, and justice. That is the main reason why the Pope Paul VI Foundation rushed to anticipation the establishment of this new Society of St. Joachim and St. Anne, both as lay apostolates and as a new ecclesial community, even without having the perfect resources to do so. Upon the heroic act of humility from our Pope Emeritus Benedictine XVI, surprised by the will of God represented by Pope Francis's urgent call for action and courageous leadership, we were compelled to anticipate a previous inspiration to create the St. Joachim and St. Anne Global Laboratory for the New Evangelization and Catholic Social Teachings, inspiration that came a couple of years ago as a special grace from Our Lady after many years of pleading, asking our Virgin Mother Mary to bless and intercede for the Pope Paul VI Foundation mission with the only wish to better pursue the will of God. We perceived that she was guiding us to build something beautiful, fruitful, and interestingly, in honor of her mother and father. Please pray for us that we be faithful, courageous, and docile to her immaculate heart. Let's remember that her immaculate conception was the greatest masterpiece of our awesome God, done in the womb of St. Anne, by the Divine Spirit, during the most intimate loving relationship between St. Anne and her husband St. Joachim. What mystery! What a priceless divine gift! What inexhaustible treasure! What sublime partnership with humanity! Here we have another major pro-family, historic, and explicitly foundational divine seal for conjugal love between one man and one woman. It is therefore with great joy and responsibility that we have chosen the name of the Blessed Family of St. Joachim and St. Anne as patron family of saints for our new ministry and future community, to whom we compose the Immaculate Princess Miriam meditational prayer, an implicit program of life for us as brothers and sisters of little Miriam. The fantasy name for the religious community and seminary for permanent deacons will be the Blessed Family Catholic Community, as short for the official name, the Roman Catholic Community of the Blessed Family of St. Joachim our Jewish patriarch and father, Blessed Family, to clearly differentiate from the Holy Family or Sacred Family of St. Joseph, Jesus, and Mary. For additional information, please do not hesitate to contact us. And for basic information regarding the next phase of activities open to the public, please read the Index tab, Content, from where we are starting a powerful multi-group hub type of private social network, already gathering over 200 groups, each one with its own webpage now fully functional. It is capable of hosting dozens of thousands of active members in each group, if necessary, even now already under our current beta. Incipient, www.joannlab.net/hub under domain. And please click the following link if you want to access our old but rich historic social e-bank, faith-based project website, which contains, for example, among a wealth of information, our coalition coordinator's message link, and almost 20 years of welcome letters with minor updates still valid today. End notes. First asterisk. 1973 through 75. Therefore, over 42 years, rooted in St. Joseph, Brazilian-born, small, orthodox, low-profile, uninterruptedly, not-for-profit, privately funded, inspired directly by the words of Blessed Paul VI himself. Committed proactive truth-seeker under deep obedience to the magisterium united with the Pope, quietly, ora et labor, as a faithful Catholic pro-life lobby, management standards, research, and software house, international think tank, and ministry, that sincerely tried to remember ad majorem de gloriam, what Jesus asks us in Matthew 6:3, let not your left know the good your right is doing. Two asterisks. Under documented beta pilots first in Brazil and then in the USA, it also can be understood from the context, the big picture, just from visiting the Social eBank website and read at least the history link at www.sebank.us. Three asterisks, paragraphs 1 through 8. Number 1. Sounds abstract, intangible. Unfortunately, yes. For many brothers and sisters, not only intangible, but difficult to connect the dots, like moving icebergs in a time of fog under unclear waters. And since we humans cannot clean the water of an entire ocean of humanity in order to contemplate at least one whole, tangible iceberg among many in a big live picture, we had the idea to contact someone that would help. We contacted our chief fisherman's representative in charge of our local archdiocese charities that knows well this small local portion of the ocean, asking for tangible numbers related to the tip of just one local iceberg. And yes, they are brutally real. They are many, but vague, since we don't see them clearly. They have several common denominators, but since we don't see physical connections, we fail to connect the dots. Below is the official answer for the following single tangible question. How many persons are released from jail each year back into the Archdiocese territory and its context? Number 2. Archdiocese of Washington's response. In a 12-month period, approximately 20,000 persons returned home after being released from incarceration. Most of these men and women will face insurmountable barriers and have great difficulty managing basic necessities for successful reintegration, identifying opportunities for employment, housing, family reunification, as well as acquiring access to needed substance abuse and health care treatment. Many newly released individuals are estranged from family and friends, or are choosing to find new, perhaps healthier, support networks. Rebuilding a life after incarceration can be complex and confounding. For example, can't obtain a job without proper credentials, can't obtain proper credentials without a place to live, can't find a place to live because family and friends in the area do not support new choices. Number 3. Can we now connect the dots right here in a single paragraph, just for that iceberg tip illustration? With possibilities attainable, similar projects better or at least equivalent to our social eBank pilot sample? Do we still really need to connect the dots here too? Would not be enough just to ask ourselves honestly some serious questions, some complex questions if necessary, some key questions, like, for example, can our dear, highly capable, kind Archbishop of Washington, a great leader and holy man, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, really, really do anything substantial, proportional, proactive, effective, enduring, to realistically confront with a minimal reasonable level of success just this iceberg tip, among others that likewise got separated as a child from a much uglier, bigger, and colder parent iceberg? Evidently, the correct answer is absolutely not. Despite the fact that dioceses are not obliged, and our bishops are doing more than what is humanly possible, and besides palliatives, thanks to a bunch of priceless volunteers facing gigantic icebergs with personal heaters, the correct answer unfortunately remains absolutely not. Why? In part because our church behaves like a big and powerful truck of solidarity, unfortunately relatively unaware of a precise parallel blind spot. We act as if we do not understand Matthew 22:21 and 1 Timothy 6:9-10, when Jesus said something similar to, the love of money is the root of evils, when in fact he never said that money itself is the root of evil. Quite the opposite. He showed us how to love people and use things. But we do exactly the opposite. We use people and love things with evil creativity in a thousand of sophisticated or cynical ways. Actually, the original Greek manuscript for 1 Timothy 6:10, BGT, imposes a better translation that greed is the root of most evils. We as a historical church built the present civilization. We got busy, determined, and courageously into the critical field of healthcare, saving the world with a gigantic network of hospitals, hospices, etc. The church did the same. Into the critical field of education, changing the world with a gigantic network of schools, universities, scientific laboratories, parishes. Again, our amazing church did the same into the critical fields of formal and informal justice as the most powerful agent in history for the rule of law, also protecting it against cruelty, etc. And again, turn the tables on the desperate worldwide field of social services, rescuing billions of people throughout the centuries through the largest humanitarian services network on the planet, did the same into the critical fields of diplomacy, human rights, world peace, theater, social justice, literature, social policy, sports, philanthropy, mass media, bioethics, arts, music, science, cinema, democracy, catastrophes relief, ethics, etc. Number 4. Nevertheless, somehow understandable but factual, our overprudent church ran away and is still shamefully running away even now from the hypercritical and strategic field of the world of finances. We could have entered into many safer segments, compete, interfered, converted in humanitarian insurance instruments, legislate, improve, etc., and could have done it courageously, not only without compromising our church higher religious vocation priority, but precisely because of that higher call. In a similar way, we had to do it in the educational and healthcare fields for centuries. Up to this time, all over the world, for example, our church is currently managing modern hospital networks with its very sophisticated and computerized trauma, laboratorial, pharmaceutical, surgical, and emergency departments, many times more complex than most financial insurance service systems or institutions. Number 5. And because of that failure, we have no choice but to struggle with palliatives, cursed by overwhelming impotence, trying to melt icebergs with personal heaters, like every diocese is doing not only to address this sample iceberg tip, but almost every other social challenge, armed with volunteers, programs that rarely work as is, against this type of byproduct icebergs, paternalist approaches, self-deceitful improvisations, permanent deacons that barely know what a microcredit program is, giving fish instead of better empowering everyone to go fish, poor follow-ups, if any, and on and on. Number 6. When Bill Clinton won the presidency of the United States, actually twice, the internal central focus created by his campaign strategist, "It's the economy, stupid," became also the key slogan for the whole nation, ultimately securing his victory. If we reflect about history a bit, just to name one example, we could also say that when Stalin murdered millions of people by the power of evil ideology, that ideology was able to grow precisely because It's the economy, stupid. What mattered the most? Number 7. And the list goes on because it is the history telling us so. Therefore, we are just trying hereto to remind ourselves, as a church, in some sense, up to some extent, how critically strategic this field really is, and how serious is our omission. Let's look at our negligence in mastering this incipient cryptocurrency technology. Bitcoin, for example. What are we waiting for? In order to rake the open source of the Bitcoin technology and remove and adapt the many negatives associated with that, only the principles taught by the Catholic social doctrine can help humanity to find future transitions from the current Bitcoin, the perfect tool for evildoers, the underworld paradise, and an instrument for bad guys, to a better coin, aiming to best coin over time. Fortunately, the very little we did, let's say in a more direct way, in the world of finance, like the encyclical against usury and other dishonest financial profits, expansion of the co-op credit union system, the revolutionary double-entry accounting system, the Knights of Columbus, a very large international financial institution, Mondragon Co-op Federation, and lately, the economy of communion, already gave mankind enormous beneficial results. Number 8. Evidently we use the very little, clearly unfair adjective to make a more specific point under the big picture. Just imagine the economy world without Judeo-Christian teachings like thou shalt not steal and, above all, the whole world without an institution that is shouting since its roots, it is the moral character, stupid, starting with St. John the Baptist, decapitated for doing so. And in relation to Matthew 22:21, just to close with another example among many, likewise we, as church, act if we did not understand that when Jesus, after asking for a coin, inquired whose engraved on it, and replied, render therefore to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God, also had to assume we would obey at least the first commandment and really love him with all our minds and strength, not only emotional blah blah blah. Nevertheless, our lazy brains seem incapable to update. Our sleeping minds can't see that most countries already replace Caesar for a coin system engraved democracy in one side and commonwealth in the other side. Therefore, nowadays, the only way to render to the new Caesar what is Caesar's is to be boldly competent in the world of finances, is to put in jail corrupt politicians, fire dishonest public officials, keep wild banks and predatory business under control, enforce limited government under principles of subsidiary primacy of traditional family in every level, religious freedom, private property, natural law, and the common good, especially of the future generations. If our Western civilization betrays its Judeo-Christian roots and culture, which is happening very fast, we will no longer have a civilization at all, but an increasingly violent and chaotic neo-pagan social nightmare. A nasty, ugly, mediocre, and narcissistic empire of death, imposter, and relativism. For more information about the future possibility of parallel faith-based educational currency explicitly designed to help the new evangelization, please read our article manifesto, Love Found a Way. For news or updates, please go to our Updates tab or just click here at Updates.